Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Assets, unfrozen, frozen foods on fire. It's going to be that kind of day. Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:08, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. As high-stakes negotiations to end the Iran war continues in Switzerland, the maritime industry's message to the White House is clear. Don't allow Iran to formalize its tolling racket over the Strait of Hormuz. I don't think we're going to let that happen, but they seem to be mildly obsessed about it, don't they? Iran wants all commercial shipping vessels to register with a newly formed Iranian agency in order to pass through the narrow entry to the oil-rich Persian Gulf. But Western insurance underwriters are refusing to comply, slamming the mandate as a sanctions trap. Well, well, well. Just another little complication in the road to peace. This won't be the first nor the last one, but the president will work his way through this. It was the vice president that was talking about a mutually beneficial arrangement, possibly, with Iran. And here's what J.D. Vance said.
Even with the caveat that's going to benefit American farmers and obviously benefit the people of Iran, we want both. But fundamentally, that money is not going to be unfrozen unless we continue to see progress. So that'll obviously be a big part of the negotiation in the days to come.
So unfreezing funds that Iran theoretically would use to buy agricultural products from America. Okay, that sounds good and reasonable. Are they going to allow inspectors to go in and check out their nuclear sites? Again, these are more than just speed bumps, but if we can work our way through these things and verify and then continue to verify, that'd be good for everybody. But in the back of my mind, in the back of most people's minds, is for anything to be stable in terms of Iran moving forward, you've got to get rid of the current regime.
I know.
And that's the tough call there. So you've got unfreezing their funds, and then you've got frozen foods that apparently are really complicating the ability for L.A. firefighters to fight a warehouse fire. You're like, well, if it was flammable stuff, that'd be one thing. This is kind of odd.
It is.
The L.A. firefighters are on their sixth day. This is a building.
Mm-hmm. But it's huge. It really is huge.
Apparently, it's a massive warehouse near downtown that stores frozen food. Smoke has billowed from the warehouse, which was covered in solar panels and insulated like a freezer, filling the air surrounding the roughly 500,000 square foot facility. It broke out Wednesday, the fire did, and especially challenging the firefighters due to the nature of the facility, operated by a Michigan-based lineage in the Boyle Heights neighborhood of East Downtown. Firefighters haven't been able to enter the building, are instead fighting the blaze from outside. Authorities said a large warehouse fire can typically be put out in a day, but in a cold storage facility, it can take weeks.
Wow.
There's about 85 million pounds of frozen food stored inside.
You just don't think of that really burning it. You're like, okay, it's frozen. It gets hot. Things will melt. It's like you don't think of it being more of an issue.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how it heats things up. It's steam-like.
It's weird.
It is. The cause of the fire has not yet been determined. The company provides temperature-controlled warehouse space to food and beverage makers. Believes fire began when subcontractors were working on solar panels.
Yeah, I was going to be shocked for a minute while that story said it's not been determined. It's pretty much been considered the solar panels all along.
Yes, but I guess what exactly ignited them, how that happened. But you're right. They could say it's believed that the source of the fire has something to do with the subcontractors and the fact that there are solar panels and they've had issues.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It seems like that's the last place they want to point. Well, you know, it's possible. It could be something. We don't really know. So the company owns the building. They're working with fire officials. They're investigating the blaze. And it will take, they're saying, at least two more days to extinguish the fire. That is crazy.
Eight days?
But it is a huge building. And apparently these cold storage facilities, I guess it would be like trying to put out a fire like a Yeti. The building's built like a Yeti cooler. You know what I mean? Like it's kind of almost sealed, if you will. But, the heavily insulated ceilings, roofs, and walls make it extremely difficult, apparently, to extinguish this fire. They can't even go into the building due to the danger posed by floor-to-ceiling heavy-duty steel rack shelving. So I guess that could, come tumbling down, begin to melt? I don't know. It's crazy.
But a week later, that is crazy in itself.
And they said to this point, you know, up until now with this visibility and smoke, you can't really assess. Even if it is somewhat safe, you can't really assess it properly. The facility is actually called Big Bear. It stores products such as seafood, pork, beef, poultry, before they're shipped to grocery stores and restaurants on the U.S. West Coast. A message sent from the company seeking details about the food that the company will be affected. They haven't immediately gotten back to everybody. But, and how much of it can they save, so to speak?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Because what the fire does, it's just like with a house fire. What the fire doesn't get, the water gets. So it's kind of like ruins it anyway.
Yeah, you just wonder, if you could maintain or salvage any of it. I know they're trying to like tear away at walls, but apparently that's easier said than done.
Yeah, it doesn't look like the whole thing is on fire, but it's a big chunk of it. And of course, the roof, the panel's been burning. But seriously, it is a huge, it's not like the typical warehouse you think of warehouse.
Are you saying the roof is on fire?
That sounds familiar.
We don't need no water. Let the mother trucker burn. Burn. Is that like a some kind of song, wasn't
some
it?
Kind of a song.
Out of my past.
Oh, there's probably all kinds of stuff in your head from the past.
I was going to say it's, you know, almost every day I'll have some sort of a flashback.
Yeah. Well, that's a whole other thing.
Is it? Is that different?
That's a whole different thing.
Okay. President Trump getting some big-time support from Rick Scott. He says, come on, people now. Gather all together. Let's get behind Trump and his priorities. I like it. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more on this Trash Talking Tuesday brought to you by Waste Pro, caring for our communities. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear research backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Well, good morning. Welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:20, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. And don't forget, coming up at 8:35, we'll shine the spotlight of valor on our first responders that go above and beyond. Yesterday was a great one. Ross got the air. You had John Pohl, a captain paramedic, Joe Talley, fire equipment operator paramedic, Jerry Tafoya. All these folks, you know, in Ocala Fire Rescue. And how they had a guy that was, he just fell out in front of Tony's Sushi. And everybody, it was like a team effort. Utility workers called it in. Police, first on the scene, started to perform CPR. Then they used this device called a Lucas device that apparently provides continuous chest compressions. So during transport, you know, the person would maintain some level of blood flow. Well, it worked. And the patient recovered just about a week later. So, saluting these fine folks and their extra special work that they've done. And we'll do that at 8:35. We'll have a new one this morning right here on the Bob Rose Show as we present another Sky Valor honoree. And thanks to the folks at Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR, along with Campus USA Credit Union, and thanks to the World Equestrian Center. These folks all make this kind of thing possible. And we've been doing it for 10 years now, and we're going to keep on doing it. Nancy Guthrie.
Haven't heard that name in a while.
I was going to say, nor have I. Saw a piece in the New York Post. Greg was just looking at something that was come across in his social media. Here's what I have from the Post. A series of Nancy Guthrie ransom notes sent to the media after the 84-year-old went missing are believed to be from her actual kidnappers. This is a new report coming out. The notes sent within days of Nancy's February 1st kidnapping generated countless headlines, captured the attention of public and police, as we know. But they were pretty tight-lipped about it, you know, their authenticity. And, you know, you could understand that. But investigators close to the case told CBS News on Monday that the notes are believed to be genuine and were sent from the same person or group of people from the same digital IP address. That could indicate a grim outlook for Nancy's fate, as one of the notes claimed that she died and had been buried in nature. Was the terminology they used, buried in nature.
Okay.
The notes were sent to an Arizona TV station and other outlets. The first one insisted the mom of the Today Show host, Savannah Guthrie, telling her that her mother is safe but scared while demanding $4 million in Bitcoin for her return. The second note, however, made the alarming claims that Nancy, who required daily medication for a critical heart condition, had died. While the second note said her body could be returned, they made no specifications about payment. That's when Savannah released a heartbreaking video on February 7th, soon after the second note was received. "We received your message and we understand," she said at the time, "and we beg that you now beg you now to return our mother to us. This is very valuable to us, and we will pay." Reports about the notes were confused Monday after TMZ, which also received similar ransom notes that the FBI reportedly took seriously, insisted in their notes that they made no mention of Nancy's death. But the Arizona TV station, which received the buried in nature note, confirmed that those reports confirmed that Monday to ABC News. Wow. So the TV station did not release the claim about Guthrie's death after the note was received, keeping in line with several outlets that remained tight-lipped, as law enforcement had asked them to do. It remains unclear whether Guthrie actually died. Of course, we know body. You don't know. And unconfirmed whether the ransom notes really came from the kidnappers. But they're believed to be genuine. Are they 100% rock solid in that? No. But this appears, at least, to be the case. The second note apparently included a rambling apology about Nancy's death. And, you know, where do you go from here? You know, I'm sure they would like to know the location of the body.
Yeah, that whole closure thing, you know?
Yeah.
But, I mean, we, as I'm sure a lot of folks did, you assumed pretty quickly, because of her health, because of her age, they're not going to be able to keep her alive.
No.
That's sad.
No. Although, I mean, depending on what kind of shape she was in initially.
Right.
There's probably some actions they could have taken if they wanted to try to save her life.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe medically, but... You never know what you're dealing with here. Apparently, like, smart enough to where, you know, they were able to hide the IP address to where you couldn't, you know what I mean, get to the actual original location where the notes came from. So, yeah, smart enough to be able to pull it all off. But, yeah, not any real follow-up, it seems, after the second note.
Yeah.
So maybe they, maybe at that point they felt panicked and, you know, maybe they're gone, like gone.
Oh, smart on their part if they were. Just disappear.
Sad and tragic, and how do you avoid something like that? What kind of security do you need? And if you have wealth and you could be targeted, you or your family, you know, to what extent should you be willing to go? I mean, if you're willing to pay a multi-million dollar ransom, then certainly you would say, you know, how much is too much to spend on some additional security measures? And I don't know exactly what those, you know, you could go through some of the basic fundamental stuff. But yeah, I mean, entering the house, that's a big one. You know, how are they able to enter the house?
Right. But I've said that for years. If suddenly I was a multimillionaire, first thing I'd do is have security, because you and your family become a risk. And I'm amazed at how many stories we hear of break-ins
in Hollywood.
Like, do you not have, you got your cheap burglar alarm in the house or something, or what? Hire some security, you millionaires. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll work for cheap.
Yeah. Well, Hollywood labor rates, though, you know.
Of course.
It costs more to live out there.
Of course. Well, you live there on the premises.
Absolutely.
Swim in their pool. Eat their food.
Now you're talking.
You know what I'm talking about?
We want that gig.
Okay. All right. I'll make some calls.
Okay.
Well, I know you know some people. 6:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. 6 dead, 39 shot in Chicago bloodbath as Trump basically begs to allow him to come and clean that town up. What are they waiting for? More on that coming up. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait. Am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Life has been very, very good so far. Let's keep it going, huh? What do you say? This whole life thing? Yeah, we can do it. It is 6:38 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Good morning and welcome. There's a lot to talk about. A couple of things coming out of Iran and what they're doing there. Unfreezing funds that'll be used, allegedly, to buy U.S. agricultural products. That's good. Here's what J.D. Vance said about it.
Even with the caveat that's going to benefit American farmers and obviously benefit the people of Iran, we want both. But fundamentally, that money is not going to be unfrozen unless we continue to see progress. So that'll obviously be a big part of the negotiation in the days to come.
So, look, being optimistic, looking forward, you know, you can't even say things are looking good. Stable. Somewhat stable.
We'll take what we can get.
Yeah, there's a sense of fragility in this whole deal, but we'll do the best we can. I'm sure the president is, and everybody else involved in this. Hey, I want to remind you as we passed the first day of summer a couple days ago, and as we move closer into the July-August scenarios on the old calendar, what comes with it? Sometimes some pretty bad weather, including hurricanes. And we're your Hurricane Storm Center, Sky Storm Watch, Service of Best Restoration, the Masters of Disasters, Radiant Credit Union, and Area Rug Masters. We were here for you then when hurricanes were coming on shore like crazy, and we'll be here for you now and in the future, good Lord willing. And the creeks don't rise too far.
That's true.
Although, but if the creeks do rise, Greg?
What's going to happen then?
Well, we'll be the first to report on it.
I got a feeling they are not going to rise anytime soon. I was actually talking to our friend Dr. Ludi Bond. You know, we still have one of the big forest fires going on in Florida that's been burning since January.
No.
It's still going
no.
on.
No, where is it?
I forget where she said. We're going to have her on really soon.
Somewhere in Florida.
That. It's in Florida.
That narrows it down.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what we're concerned about.
I haven't smelled smoke lately, except when Betsy's cooking, so I think I think we're good in this.
Did Please, I say that was your out loud voice?
Oh, man.
And it was off the radio.
Oh, man.
Both.
She just got back from doing a lot of hard work at the old cabin up there, so.
And that's how you treat her, huh?
I better just shush it right now.
Or she may just stop cooking.
Moving right along with topics here.
Good point, Bob.
Let's talk about America.
Okay.
Talk about America. Isn't it awesome when you've got these people visiting for the U.S. World Cup and they're experiencing America?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they've heard the political rhetoric. And, of course, you know, the way it works with the media, the chances are they've heard much, much more from the lefties than they have from conservatives or, you know, middle-of-the-road type people.
Well, CNN is a big world source.
Yes.
And that's who a lot of those people see.
Yeah. So, it's amazing in some ways that some of them even bother to come. It just, I guess,
right.
shows you the level of passion for the fans. But anyway, they're experiencing America, and they are really, they're loving it.
Mm-hmm.
And here's an opinion piece, I'll share parts of it with you, by Scott Gerber. Writing for, in this case, Fox News, but he really wants to highlight, well, he says, as America marks its 250th anniversary next month, the nation finds itself in a moment of deep civic uncertainty. Americans sense that something essential is slipping away, a shared understanding of who we are and what we stand for. Our universities now debate whether equality is a universal truth or merely a product of its time. Public institutions hesitate to defend the natural rights philosophy that justified the American Revolution. Even the idea of a common national creed feels fragile.
Hmm.
Yet amid this cultural confusion, one Supreme Court justice has spent more than three decades insisting that the Declaration of Independence still means exactly what it says, and that the country cannot survive without its moral framework. Justice Clarence Thomas, now the court's second longest serving member, has long argued that the Declaration of Independence is not ceremonial rhetoric. It is the Republic's foundational statement of political principle. That view may be unfashionable in elite institutions, but it is exactly how the founders understood the document. Thomas Jefferson called the Declaration an expression of the American mind. Abraham Lincoln famously described it as the apple of gold, with the Constitution serving as the frame of silver built to protect it. Frederick Douglass and Martin Luther King Jr. likewise treated its claims as morally binding. The founders did not design a pure democracy. They feared what Elbridge Gerry called the excess of democracy and intentionally built a constitutional republic to secure natural rights. The Constitution was drafted to protect those rights more effectively than the Articles of Confederation had. It means it is a means, not an end. All right. The political philosophy that gives the Constitution its purpose are explicitly spelled out in the Declaration. Equality and natural rights are the moral premises of the American experiment. The Constitution exists to secure them. Justice Thomas has been on the the court's most consistent practitioner of this originalist approach, especially in cases involving civil rights and equality. He interprets constitutional guarantees such as equal protection and due process through the lens of the Declaration's moral commitments rather than shifting political preferences. In a landmark 1995 government contracting case, Thomas warned that racial paternalism is at war with the principle of inherent equality that underlies and infuses our Constitution, citing that the Declaration's equality clause as the controlling principle. For more than 30 years, he's maintained that the Constitution cannot be reconciled with policies that treat citizens unequally on the basis of race. His monumental concurrence to the 2023 Harvard and UNC admissions cases reaffirmed that commitment and reshaped the current legal landscape. So the Declaration made the statement that all men are created equal. The Constitution failed to completely protect everybody that should have had protection at that time. Unfortunately, it took a long time to begin to rectify that. But at the end of the day, we have rectified that. And what Clarence Thomas is trying to point out is that, you know, we're all individuals that should be treated equally, regardless of race. In other words, you can't promote any race above another race. So some words of wisdom as we approach this 250th birthday of our awesome country, and I wouldn't want to live anywhere else. It's 6:46, and you're listening to The Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and local on 97.3 The Sky. Hey, Greg, what do you want to do today?
I don't know, talk trash.
Okay. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Waste Pro, caring for our communities. Yep, continuing negotiations, trying to work out this, get past just the original framework, this agreement of understanding. And it's going to be, we've got to be patient. You know, we're a few days into the 60-day period. You know, and you can't, there's going to be rhetoric coming out from Iran. It's not always maybe the people that are actually doing the doing the negotiating of this IRGC. You know, they seem to be, there's a lot of hardliners there. This is not, you know, this is a huge undertaking. It really is. You think about a country, 93 million people. It is a large country land-wise. They could be financially a wealthy country if they chose the right path. But you know, it's a you know, a suicidal death cult run by a bunch of really basically
crazy people.
Insane. If not,
whenever you call whenever you make reference to that memorandum of understanding, it's like I envision like a parent. Do you understand me, young man? It's like they're looking for an answer, like, is this sinking in? That's kind of like Donald Trump with him. Do you understand what I'm telling you?
And what is in the backs of and in the front of some people's minds? What's there? I mean, could there ever be any level of trust?
Oh.
I think there could be.
Well, but, with different leadership?
Yes.
Okay.
That's my caveat.
All right.
If you want to even have a chance at some kind of trustful relationship, if you want to build on something that doesn't exist now, something called trust, then, yeah, the old regime has got to be completely gone. And at the leadership level, at the least.
Yeah.
You might be able to make, you know, some folks could still be useful moving forward. We made that mistake in Iraq. We basically got rid of everybody, the military, the police, and that's why there was, you know, things were more unstable than maybe they needed to be.
That vacuum is going to get filled with something.
Exactly.
Or someone.
Yeah.
Not always better.
Yeah. Gosh, I'm so old, Greg. I remember when you say making whoopee was a good thing.
No. Now when you think of whoopee. Ugh, disgusting.
What in the heck is wrong with her? Why didn't she stick to making people laugh and funny? What was that one movie she was in where she wore a habit? She was a nun or something. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That, she was good in Ghosts.
She was.
I liked her in Star Trek.
Yeah.
I mean, we liked her. And then she just, even like people we know, it's like they're going along fine. You don't really care about their politics. And then they fall off the deep end with this derangement. And you just don't even like to see them anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what's she up
to? Been there, done that.
What's she doing?
She said that President Donald Trump should go to jail.
She said that before.
Well, yeah, but this time it's because of something very, very serious, Greg.
Okay.
Is he single-handedly destroying democracy? Well, she didn't mention this here.
This time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What
is he a covert agent?
Oh, yeah.
For the Russians?
He's, I heard that
one. That didn't seem to pan out.
Okay.
This time, he needs to go to jail.
Because?
The Lincoln Memorial reflecting pool renovations.
Okay, he fixed it because it was really bad. Now, the fact that somebody's messed with it since is not his fault, but...
No, they're trying to say, did somebody really mess with it? They're talking about the algae.
Oh no, goodness.
You should say you got to tune into the lefties every once in a while just to see how bizarre they are. I mean,
it gets crazy.
We're on the precipice of possibly a world war breaking out at any time.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what I mean?
Right.
You've got Russia and Ukraine, and we have been very helpful to Ukraine. So you got Russia irritated at us, right?
Okay.
Along with a bunch of sanctions we put in place.
Yeah.
China's been very, very patient, but how long is that going to last? Because they get a ton of oil from the Middle East as well.
Right.
So how long are they going to be patient? You've got North Korea. Now, he hasn't gotten enough attention lately, so he'll do something stupid anytime now.
Right.
And then, of course, we're dealing with Iran and that whole kind of powder keg, if you will. And the lefty media just has to spend, I mean, a ton of time worrying about talking about everything that has to do with the reflecting pool.
Unreal. It just shows how unreal they are.
And it would be one thing if they were, like, reporting. It's gone way beyond that. Yeah. And this whole idea of this this algae and all that, I guess if you dig a little deeper, there was some kind of mistake or release into the Potomac, a bunch of water that was not good water.
Yeah.
Well, and that's where the water comes from that feeds that pool. So you'd have to treat it almost like a giant swimming pool and treat it ongoing, and they might have to do that.
Right. Early on, they had speculated that it was some of the old water from the lines that got back in, and it's kind of stirred things up again.
But they're denying that any kind of anything took place where
like damage, somebody, you mean?
Yeah, destruction. The left wants to deny that. It's really bizarre, but it was. Didn't they? They already arrested some guy who was like.
Well,
he was a gold medal, or not a gold. He was a.
Olympian, I think.
Olympian,
was the word they used.
But an Olympian canoeist.
Okay.
I mean, you make it to the Olympics under any sport. That's cool, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he pretty.
They can't help themselves, Bob.
No. They apparently destroyed that liner that was part of that whole new process.
Yep.
And so, Whoopi Goldberg thinks that President Trump should go to jail for that. For that reflecting
pool. You sent someone to jail because they fixed something that's been broken and ugly for years that nobody else took the time to take care of.
Yep.
And for that, you should go to jail.
Hey, you know, here's one of the old common sense bin, the old logic bin. Do you think that, you know, on a regular going basis, that the voter rolls should be gone through to make sure that you're removing any foreign nationals that may have appeared on the voter rolls? Well, Trump wanted that as part of the, you know, verification system to do that, right? Doesn't that make sense? Okay. But a Biden-appointed judge is blocking that. So isn't a judge literally saying, I don't want you to remove foreign nationals from voter rolls? I mean, because that is the outcome. Yeah, some crazy stuff. All right, we've got plenty more coming your way on the Bob Rose Show. Stick around. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens, preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. An Autodesk company.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.